rat-infested Blog Talk Radio. In this America, people are poor by the minute. They find themselves perishing on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. Innocence, the greatest tragedy of this other America, is what it does to little children.
There comes a time
in southern America,
when we heed a certain
force to grow up,
when the world
must come
together as one. There are people dying, oh, what a time to lend a hand to life. The greatest gift of all.
Many people of various backgrounds have been in this of America. Some are Mexican Americans, some are Indian, some
happen
to be from
Puerto
Rico,
and the truth,
Appalachian,
you know, love is all we need.
Probably the last of the American person who is in the population is the American Negro. American Negro finds himself living in a triple ghetto.
There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. It's true, we make a better day.
We're dealing with this problem of America. We are seeking to make America
one. Well, send them your heart.
Invisible.
So they know that someone cares. And their lives.
Free.
The sun has gone up, mind turning stone to bread, and so we all must bend a helping hand. We are the world, we are the children, we are the ones to make a brighter day, so let's start giving. We're starting out, messing so up at all.
But
if you just believe, there's nowhere we can fall. But when love is realized, all mankind can only come when we stand together as one.
Thank you. Cause if you let it run, you wanna drive the wind. Down, please don't let him drive your car. Come on.
This is Turner crossing over with ancestors tonight. So get your questions together. I want to talk to you, Pearl. I want to talk to you, Janice. I got a message for you. Sister Beth. I got a message for you, Miriam. Mary Hawkins, I got a message for you. God got it all in his hand, but you got to hold on. Chicago Mayor got to hold on. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I cannot want. Get that ready, Mary. As I get off the singing, I want you to read the 23rd number Psalm. Well, that's one when you got it. The 23rd number one, the Lord is my shepherd. I heard the day from, I had many people call me today from the spirit realm. Jerome called me from the spirit realm and got a message for me. Now the message that they give me, you might not like the message, that they give me, but the message is a message for you. And I don't know what it means, but they know. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on, and God got all in his hand. I'm gonna leave that with you tonight. That hold on. I want to hold that with you. Hold on. God got it all in his hand for you tonight. And I want to say to you, I say, as I cross over tonight, God got it all in his hand. And I always take the 23rd number of Psalms. Somebody's going to get rich. Somebody's going to have some money. And you look like you're down and out. Bright Star, I got a message from you, from your daddy and your mother. And I'm going to give it to you, Ashe. Now, let me see, Mary. I want Mary to read the 23rd number song. I got you on. Now, Mary, hold on. You on? Thank you.
Yes.
Now, I want to tell you I got a message for you tonight. Philippians 4:13, your mother, it's time for you to make that move in your business. And she told me to tell you, don't worry, all is well. And I don't know what you want to ask me before you read. Anything you want to ask from the spirit world, because I'm in the spirit world, and there's lots of people in the queue. There's a lot of spirits, Jim, and I got a lot to ask them tonight. Anything you want to ask tonight, Mary?
No, whatever you got to tell me, I accept it.
Psalm 51, I want you to read. Now, I want to tell you this. Now, pick up you. It's a great job that you got to do, and your mother don't want you to let nothing worry you. And Psalm 98, she's telling me. And she says, stop. What she told me to tell you. Stop making excuses for what she told you to do. That's the business. Don't wait on nobody. If you start it, she says it's going to work out. Okay? Thank you, Chan Spirit. Pearl, I want you to get a donation over here to me quick, fast, and in a hurry. Is some money tied up for you? Is some government money you're going to get? Is the other money you're going to get? Don't holler. I ain't got it. Because you, let me tell y'all something. When you say you ain't got it, you don't have it because you speak in the negative. You got to say, well, bitch, if I'm going to send you $100, I'm going to send you $10, I'm going to send you something because I don't want to speak in the negative. Well, one lady told me, bitch, I gave $100. So what? I ain't no money to give for the ministry. You keep on giving. And you keep on giving, he'll give back to you. Shake down, pray together. If you got a need tonight, I dare you to plant that seed. See, when you seed, like when I go to the garden, Mary, I put seeds in the ground. I water it. I go back and I pray. Whatever come up, I know it's coming from the earth. God's giving it. I'm going to tell you tonight. And I'm going to say this tonight before I get started. Because we're crossing with ancestors. The widow woman had two hoe cakes. When the prophet came by, the prophet didn't say, I'm going to give you something. Probably to give it to me. He didn't tell her she was seeing, and she gave the whole cake to the prophet. And by that time, somebody knocked on her door and said, yes, Miss Jones, I need some meal. She didn't say she didn't have that. She went in her cupboard and gave him the meal. That time, somebody knocked on the door and said, Miss Jones, I need some more. and God was given to her from the bottom, not from the top, from the bottom. More she digs and more she speaks. Now, when Abraham was sitting out there, here come three angels, and they stopped by. So we on our way to your house. He was in the field. He rushed home and told his wife, get the cooking. And he went and got big food, and the angel said, Nate, because he seeded it with bad. He ain't got to have no $1 million to see. Now, it's something called that when you got a need, you plant a seed. Sometimes you ain't got what you plant. You plant to God, I'm giving this $100 because I want to get a blessing. Or I'm giving this $1,000 because I want to bless. You stop being seizure with God because God got everything. He got it all in his hands. So you have not because you ask not. My ancestors is there. Like Mary, your mother gave me Philippians 4:13 for you. I don't know what it says. Once you read it, if you don't understand it, call me. We'll go over it and explain it. Your mother for you, I want to tell Pearl this. Your mother very pleased with you, Pearl, but she wants you to get more active. Stop being old. You know, don't let you get old clothes. My grandma said you buy some new clothes. Okay? I can't do it. Stop saying what you can't do. Get off of, like James Brown, get off of that thing. You know, get up and say, look, I'm going out today. I'm going to the store. Now, some of you said, one lady told me, said, Bishop, I'm scared. They're shooting out there. What did I tell you? Let me prophesy something. I told you that the weather will change. I told you that the pavement, Mary, I told you that the road going to be buckling. I've seen it on TV. I told you it's going to be fire all over. The rebellion against God, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is done. Some of you are seeing prophecy come forth. You're seeing it in your time. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, you are seeing your prophetic gift is coming out. And what you see is what's going on all over the world, not just in America. Italy, Rome, all of that flood, storm, fire, degrees 115, 107, 108. He said, what's going on? I asked the ancestors, what's going on? And I got to go to them, I say. And some ancestors want to talk to you personally. You've been dodging them, been lying, and you can't get it together because you won't listen. I'm going to call names, Blake, and date and number tonight. I share. In the spirit realm, let me let Mary read 23rd Psalm because I'm getting that. Mary, read 23rd number Psalm for us. The Lord is our shepherd. Let me read that.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff, thy comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I just read.
Thank you for that. When you were reading that, Mary, I got a prophecy for you. There's a new baby coming in your family tree. In your family,
wow.
There's a new baby coming. Thank you, Dan Spirit. And Esther just reported me to read that. That's coming in you. 14
and
14? Yeah, 14 and 14. Read that. Now, that was a new baby. I'm thinking they're going to tell you about the baby coming. The new baby. That means you
have
another grandmother. God bless you. Thank you, Karen Spirit. I want you to make arrangements. I'm talking to the spirit realm tonight. I share a case. The spiritual all is well. I want you to drink more water. And the Spirit said, you start on your plan. Thank you. And I want Pearl. I'm telling Pearl, look, my mom didn't have to tell me that. I want Pearl to cook some potato pies because she's gifted. And when you, they said, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. Okay? If the lady downtown was twisting, and every time she twists, men have accidents. So she stopped twisting, so men pull up in the car. Baby, you keep twisting, because every time I go to work, I'll be looking for you walking down the street twisting. And he said, if you don't twist that, I'm going to lose my job. Thank you, John. I'm going to leave that alone. Thank you, John. We are sharing, sharing. Now, those that, thank you, Mary Hawkins. Thank you for that. Now, we're getting ready to go in the spirit realm, I said. Now, it's a lot going on in the spirit realm right now. There's lots of curses. And I got, if you need a paper about the curses, call me. I fax it to you or I email it to you. It's a Breaking Curses and Hexes. Read a little of it. In the name of the Almighty God and the ancestors, in the name of Jesus and all the prophets, I do break curses and hexes. Come on me from generation to generation. I call on the spirit of the Almighty God and the angels to keep me and my family, and I plead the blood of Jesus and all the saints and all our ancestors to guide me to the. Now, I got a scripture for meditation here. And if you need this to break curses, there's a curse on you. And I'm going to ask going down now, I say, some of the stuff that America did, the curse is coming back on them. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. Some of you, not tonight, okay, I want to say to you, Adrian, I want to say to you tonight, Yvonne, I want to say to you, and Miri, I want to say to you, I see your dad and mother sitting in a chair on each side of the altar, and they're very pleased with what you're doing. They said, don't let nothing come in between that, because everything that happened is going to happen to you. And your daddy told me to tell you, look into this money. It's some money coming from the government that for him, and you're going to get it because y'all are over the estate. You, Yvonne, and Adrian, y'all over the estate. So this money will go to the estate of your father, and it's the government owe him this money. I share. Now, I want to know what you want me to tell them. Here's your mother. Your mother said she thanked each and every one of y'all for what you did, but she said, Bishop, tell them I was tired, I was ready to go, and it was time for me to go. It's time for them to step up. Thank you, kind spirit. I want Yvonne to read Hebrews 11 and 1, and I want Mary to read Mark chapter 5, verse 7, and and I want Adrian to read Exodus 23 and 20, and also your brother to read Exodus 23:20, because it's a kind of curse going on with him, and he had to read that in order to break that hex. Thank you, kind spirit. But I told him about that situation already. That's what your mother's saying, and she's sitting there smiling and said, Bishop, I think they're scared for you to come in the house that you might resurrect something. I'm going to tell them I say. Thank you, kind spirit. Let me see who else I'm looking at. Anybody else got their hand up? You want to go? You want to talk to the ancestor? Now, what are you trying to get ready to talk to the ancestor? Okay. I'm going to you. 3203. I want to tell you. Your father come to me and say, I'm very pleased, Bishop. I'm very pleased with my whole family, but I really please my daughters really honor me and tell me when I was in the physical world, I'm in the spirit world. And I want to tell both of my daughters, they're going to be very rich women. Thank you, Cassie. And I want my daughter, okay, thank you, Cassie, to read Exodus 27, not Genesis 27 and 29. And I want my daughter to read 2 Kings 19 and 35. And you got to help her with it, Bishop, because she's so busy. And I want them to come together. And every time they come together, they're going to have a visit from me. Jerome, what do you want to say? Vengeance is mine. And Jerome told me to say that everything that was stolen is going to be restored. They know what I'm talking about. It's no peace, those that did what they did. What you got to say, Ashe, I don't want them to give up. I want them to stay focused. I want both women to be independent, not because they need a man, because the man needs them for their expertise. Okay. And my energy is in both of them. And they need to sit down and discuss some personal things. It was a curse thrown on the family. I wasn't in the curse, but I'm seeing what happened. Thank you, kind spirit. Okay. And this is go back to Aunt Jane and Mama about this curse. And I'm just picking it up now. Okay. And thank you, kind spirit. I got something I'm gonna bring out. It's some things that I'm gonna let both of y'all know at the same time. I shake. Thank you, kind spirit. Brother Dan, Bishop Dan. Bishop Dan, I see you here. You wanna tell your son to stay in the business. Don't sell the business. Stay with the business. So Brother Dan says, stay with the business, Clarence, and don't sell it because it's family business. I say. Thank you, kindly. I'm going to 5606. I see your hand up. I see your hand up. Now, what I'm in the spirit. 5606, what you want to ask?
Whatever you could tell me, Bishop.
Well, I want to tell you this, M. I want you to get ready. Your daughter come to me, and she's very unpleased with her son and the witchcraft that put on him. And then your mother come, and she's sitting in the chair. Said, don't you get worried. Don't you worry about that mess. And then the young man just passed. He said he want your son to take everything that he had. He want your son to take it over, even the automobile. Thank you, kind spirit. And he wants you to read your daughter walking back and forth, pacing back and forth, because she wants you to know that if you constantly read Psalm 37 and 35, and because they don't turn the witchcraft, the spell, the love spell that's put on him is making him turn against the family. And your granddaughter, she don't want to talk about it, but she know it ain't right. So you read Psalms 109, and you read Psalm 37, 35, and stay on it for you. All is well for you. You've been, this young man that passed, he wanted to tell you that he got in an argument. I don't know who is bailed. He's saying somebody came over and was in an argument, and he was running because somebody pulled a knife or a gun. You know, they was getting high and somebody high talking that talk. He was getting out of there. That's what happened to him. He was there. I wasn't ready to go, but I had to go. He wants you to know. That means he keeps coming to you in the spirit, because what happened to him was it was a fight and jealousy going on. But he was told by his great-grandmother for him on his daddy's side for him to leave them people alone, but he wouldn't do it. Thank you, kind spirit. That's that. Now, you do you understand all that?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything you want to ask him?
Yeah. You see, we're making that trip down there for the funeral. You see anything about that?
Well, he said that all is well. He's thanking you for what you did. He had a package for you. I don't know, did he give it to you? He said he had something to give you, but he wants your son to take everything for anybody else come in there and take it over. You let him know that. The automobile, tell him to keep the automobile, make arrangements for him to keep the automobile. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You tell him to make arrangements with them people and keep the car. So he won't, anybody want him to have it. And when he go make arrangements, okay, telling me, that when he go make arrangements, they're going to cut the price now where he can afford it. Tell him don't give it up. Because somebody is there talking about he want him, her to have it. Girl, he's really saying she betrayed him and set him up. That, you know, it was some money missing. Did you know that?
Yeah, they're trying to lay it on him that he done broke in the safe.
Now, somebody got $4,000 off him. He had cash. He had went to the bank and got the money.
Mm-hmm.
So the money that was got, and that woman had something to do with it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's gonna come out sooner or later. Okay. It was the money. That's what they were trying to rob him. That's why he was running.
Mm-hmm.
He had left somebody in the house. I say, I'm gonna leave that alone. But I want you to read Psalms 109 on that situation, okay?
All right.
And you read Psalms 109 on that particular situation with 35 numbers, and you put them Psalms together with his picture, and it's all going to come out, okay?
All right.
For you to know, because he's been worrying you because he wants you to know what happened. It's trying to stick him up. That's why he was running. And they were talking about, we're going to kill you. But they were trying to get the money. Okay? Thank you, kind spirit. Okay, we'll talk about that. That happened with that. Okay, that happened with that. Thank you. I want to say to you, and I'm looking at spirit world, brother, I want to talk to you, Mother Ross, you want your daughter. To get busy and change, because I told her not to get involved with what she involved in. Thank you. I say. Now, what I'm saying tonight, I'm going to the spirit world. Let's see. Now, when I go to the spirit world tonight, as I'm looking in the spirit world, I was looking, I'm seeing a lot of death and murder. I'm seeing a lot of people coming before the Almighty because a lot of evil that's going on. And I want you to read, everyone who's listening tonight, Exodus, I want you to get your Bible. Exodus 20, start at verse 3 to 17. That's the Ten Commandments. And I invoke the angel Raphael. Now, somebody else had called me. Oh, I want to tell you that that called me for this number. Tell you, Geneva, your daughter in the spirit realm said you don't need to be ripping and running like you're doing. To get somewhere, mama, get somewhere and sit down. Okay. And stop letting them worry you about what you're doing. Thank you, Karen. That's that. I'm going, see who else got their hands up. 20-02-03. I see your hands up. Thank you, kind spirit. Who else got their hands up? Now, if you got a question you want to ask, it's time for you to press one on your phone. And of the ancestor is telling me it's going to be hot weather during August, and it's going to be floods and storms down south. And get ready for the light to go out in Texas and look for floods up in the Midwest as New York, Chicago, and get ready. And the ancestors are telling me that it's going to be hurricanes back to back along the Texas coast, along New Orleans coast, and Mexico coast, and all the way down to Florida. You're going to see that. You're going to see weather that you never seen before. Okay. So that's what's happening. Bright Star, your mother came to me told me to tell you to read Psalms 91 and 2 Timothy 1 and 7 for you to sit down and stop worrying. And your father came with them two lions he had, and he wanted to turn them over to you. And that means that he came you to another level. He showed me some land that you're going to get next year, and you're going to build a building on this land to take care of people that's them messed up. See, 988 ain't going to help them when there's a curse on them. They got 988, but the people got 988. They can't handle 988 themselves, because when you talk to somebody that got a curse on them, that curse go to you if you're not anointed and booted up. So if you call 911 and say you're a policeman, a fireman, or you've been a person on drugs, they can't handle that because there's a spirit. Let me ring my bell. And you got to be led by the spirit. Like this virus is airborne. I mean, it's an air. You got to keep yourself anointed. Take those oils. Take those baths. And you call 988. Can't help you, baby. You got to call on the God of the universe to you. You and let the spirit of the ancestor tell you how to get over it. I talked about 10 people. And they don't have the virus, but they say it's airborne. One lady told me, said she went to work, she got it, and brought it back home to her husband and her daughter. They over with it. So what you got now, we got police and firemen killing it, so been suicide. That's Abaddon, the suicide spirit. It could be a loss of that suicide spirit if you ain't get connected with God and pray. Let me say, y'all don't want to hear that. Until you repent. They called me last night from Atlanta. A husband got the monkey pop. And she didn't tell him to the doctor, told her that's what she had. He confessed that him and his best friend are going fishing, been having sex, two men. She packed up and left. That's what she had to do. what I'm saying to you, the curse, you can call 911, you can call 988, they can't move the mop pop. That's because of sin, fornication. That's what that's about. Fornication. Men with men, women laying with women. And somebody told you it's all right. But Romans 1:26, I tell you, the reprobate mind. So the ancestors is looking at what's going on with you. They're trying to stop you, but you don't want to stop. What do you think all these fires and storms and floods? Disobedient people. Now, you might say, well, Bishop, I'm all right. If you married and he ain't all right, you ain't all right. If you married and she ain't right, you ain't right. Okay? One lady said she married her husband. He was gay, she was gay, for the front. You can front the people, but you can't front God. God know if you right or wrong. God know. And the Spirit, the Holy Ghost know. So it's time for you to repent and come in out the rain and get with God. I say. Let me see who else got something to say. Now, if y'all don't want to ask no questions to the ancestors, all right with me. Mother Rosie, God bless you. I see you in the spirit realm. And you want to tell Chelsea it's going to be all right. And Mother Ann and Mother Roe, Mother, your Uncle Parker, Roe Parker saying you are at another level. Melvin Parker come in to talk to Chelsea Parker. Chelsea, make your altar up for what you want. And by next year, you'll be in the house that you want to be in. Psalms 13 for you to read. That will give you closure on what you're trying to do. Thank you, time spirit. Right here. Let me see what this is. Thank you, time spirit. Okay, I see your hand up, young man. Bob. Okay, Bob. You want to know why your wife died? Well, your mother in the spirit world, and your mother said she wasn't healthy in the first place, and she didn't need a Sicilian birth. She needed to have the baby naturally. Stop crying and say, she wants you to know that's a warning for you to straighten up your life. And she wants you to read Genesis 27 and Genesis 22. And don't let that be disturb you, because God is in control over everything. Wow, that's good. Thank you, Captain. Now, I say, in the spirit realm, it's the ancestors. The ancestors kind of deal with your health, deal with your stress. It can tell you what to do when you got a problem. And the problem you got, you trying to hold it in. I don't want nobody to know my business. I don't know your business, but the ancestor would tell me your business. I want to tell you that them that ask the question will get a spiritual answer. I'm going to 3547. I see your hand up. 3547, what you want to ask? I see your hand up.
Who, me, bitch?
There's a lady in the spirit world, and this is Pearl, told me to tell you that she wants you to kind of take it easy and stop. Just wants you to kind of take a vacation and rest. Her spirit walk, and she, and you know what she's saying? I told my husband about that boy that died, and I told her that that wasn't the right man for her, but she wouldn't listen. She told me to tell you some money tied up, and okay, she gave me a scripture, St. Matthew chapter 9, verse 29 to verse 30. I don't know what that means. But she concerned about your health and your condition. Anything you want to ask her?
No. I know. I'm concerned about my health, too.
Yeah, well, she said she wants you to do some spiritual health. That's what she told me to tell you. And don't let nothing spread you out. I'm talking to Pearl in the spirit world. And she's telling me, thank you, kind spirit. She said somebody came back to you and confessed. And you ain't too with it, but he's going through some problems with his life. You understand what I'm saying? The witchcraft the women put on him. It's three women put witchcraft on him, she said. And she said, that's where he all messed up. Come back. But thank you. She walking back and forth. And she smiling. She said, but I told you. She said, I told you he was under a spell from his mama's side and the women he was messing with. You understand that? Thank you. That's what she's saying. And she said, now, this is what she's saying. You don't know about this. She said, there's some news coming from down south for her husband, about her husband, about somebody passing. And he's going to have to go back down now. Okay? Thank you, kind spirit. He ain't going to tell you about it to the last. They're going to call him and tell him about it. Okay? And it's something about a new house down there. Okay? You don't know about it, but you'll find out about it. I say. Now, she told me to tell you, off of the air, we're going to talk about your health. And some things she's telling me that I don't need to tell nobody about your healing. And she, she just telling me a whole lot. And thank you, kind spirit. And we'll talk about that when we get off the air. I say. Thank you, kind spirit. Now, if your hand up, if you got a question from somebody in spirit, I'm talking to all dead folks. That's what I'm talking. I'm talking to folks in the spirit world. I'm talking to folks that crossed over. If you ain't got to ask somebody crossing over, don't even call me. But if you want to know about something going on in your life that you can't figure out, psychic can't tell you, I can go in the spirit realm tonight and tell you. Chelsea, I want to tell you, somebody tried to put a spell on you. This is your ex-husband tried to put a spell on you, but your grandfather and your father is there fighting for you. It's something you got to do. And once you do it, that's going to break that curse for you not to be successful. Okay? And if somebody working with you overseas, that's good, but it's something you got to do right here in America. I say. And Mr. Roe Parker and Mr. Melvin Parker, and yes, your father, and he told Junior to go sit down because he told Junior to leave them people alone. Junior was put under a spell to commit suicide. So that woman that did it is having problems right now. I say. Thank you, kind spirit. That's that. Anybody else, all you got to do, press 1 on your phone. Fear word tonight. I say. I just got from the spirit realm, told me there's going to be more fires, floods, and storms. And the spirit realm, you know, let me give you an example. There's so much happening in the spirit realm now. When I go to the spirit realm, they tell me so many people all over the world is coming before. And the ancestors, the angels, is coming. Michael, Raphael, the angels are coming. I mean, you got to know what's happening with you, how to overcome the spell. Now, some of you don't know you caught up in a spell and you think you got the right man. He got a spell and you got the spell on you. Like this virus airborne. How you think a spell go? The spell is airborne. Okay? Breaking curses and hexes. Some of you got jinx on you, but you don't believe it. You scared to ask your ancestors because of what they're going to tell you. Okay? You know, some of you is, you know, thank you, kind spirit. Curses and hexes. Breaking curses and hexes. You break the curses and hexes. You're breaking curses and hexes, and so it's coming, you're breaking it, and it's coming off of you. So you got to know how to break it. It's a spirit tell means to tell Frank. So Frank, things going to be all right, but some things you got to do in order to turn some things around. Okay? That's why that. And I want to tell you tonight, a lot's going on in your vibration. You got to be able to move it out where you know that it's working for you. Okay? So you got to hold on to what God's going to do for you, quick, fast, and in a hurry. And when you hold on, it's coming real quick. But sometimes, if you don't hold on, it'll get away from you. So you got to get ready for it to work for you. Okay? When I say hold on, you got to hold on quick, fast, and in a hurry. And when you hold on, you're gonna break the yoke. And when you break the yoke, things gonna work for you. This one out for you tonight. Those that didn't call me to ask for nothing, I ain't telling you nothing. If you want to know from your ancestors, I'll tell you. Thank you, Jan. Somebody's sending curses on you, you don't even know it. God can send his angel. '96-'07. Your daddy, the you and Joe stop arguing and say, don't worry. There's some news you're going to get about your sister. You're going to find out some more stuff about her. Thank you. Deuteronomy 28:7. That's what you need to read. Deuteronomy 28:7. It's the devil trying to. Don't give up. Thank you. Bishop Ross. Bishop Ross. Okay, Bishop. I pick up your spirit. Bishop Prophet L.K. Johnson, I pick up your spirit. Bishop Top, Bishop Cook, Mother Francis down in Algiers. Mother Francis, your mother told me to tell you that you supposed to have three pots up, not two. You supposed to keep them pots down there, right down from the house. This is Carrie telling me that. Carrie is telling me that. She said, you need 3 pots. And you need them right down on the side where people come. Said, it's a pot you got in the smoke. I take it out and put them 3 pots up. She will direct you what to do with them pots. Thank you, Daniel. I want you to read tonight Psalm 27, Psalm 35, 37. I just want you to read that tonight and be prayerful. Ashe, our ancestors, some of you so crossed up. You think you, but you all crossed up. Thank you, Daniel. If you got a need, plant a seed. And you know something, you got to learn how to repent. You got to learn how to repent. The devil tricked you. Breaking curses and hexes tonight. Loose spells and witchcraft. Love spells, charms, and spell of sickness been cast. I say. Black art been put on you. Hoodoo been put on you, voodoo been put on you, and you don't know how to get it off. Christianity can't get it off. You got to go to the spirit realm to take it off. You got to call on the ancestors, I say, for them to take it. Hold on. Nettie, hold on. Ralph, hold on. Joe, I want you to hold on now. Things going on with you, but hold on. You need to call me for a consultation. Yeah, because, you know, the devil trying to work with you. Thank you, Kevin Spirit. And I want to tell you, this guy got the dealership. He's a flat warlock. I want to tell you, he's a flat warlock. I'm going to let you know, you're dealing with a warlock. And I just want you to know that. So you have to watch yourself. When you deal with warlock, you have to know. When you deal with witches and warlock, you have to know what to do. Thank you, James Stewart. Come on. Say it. He's a big liar. Claim your healing. Divine healing tonight. You can't give up. Let the Holy Ghost get on him. You got to hold on. Joy come in the morning. It's a breakthrough. Kids, your family was witchcraft. Your kids was broke up by witchcraft, whether you know it or not. I say, I wish I had somebody claim their healing tonight. Hold on. Joy in the morning time. Jerry, I'm praying for you. Jerry Williams, I want to let you know your mother, father, and your mother-in-law is very pleased with you and your wife doing a marvelous job. Hold on. Don't quit.